So we just finished one round of two sense training technique, and I'd like to hear from you guys like how it went, what you thought of. I'm gonna start with you because I saw you smiling while you were doing it. Why were you smiling?
I started off pretty good, and then I started thinking about it more, and I started playing the chords completely wrong.
But when you weren't thinking, you were doing better, right?
Yeah.
And you, what do you think? What were you doing instead of thinking? Let's talk about that. Like before the thinking set in.
I don't know, because I just got, like before we closed our eyes, we just went through it a few times, so I like knew what it felt like, and I got into the rhythm, and I was just kind of doing that, and then I kind of realized like the way my eyes are closed, and then I started thinking about it.
Okay, fine. She said one of the two magic words I was looking for, which was the word felt. She had muscle. You had muscle memory, and you didn't need your eyes for that. The other one I'm looking for, maybe it'll come out in Patrick. I just said your name. Tell us your experience, and maybe the other word will come out.
It heightened my sense of hearing because that's all I could concentrate on.
Oh my goodness, he said the word right away. So notice that the other two senses are right there, feeling and hearing. We took away, we're not talking about taste or smell, and we took away the sight. All you're left is hearing and feeling. So this is great. You guys, you just said it perfectly. And so how did that influence the thing you were working on, your ability
getting
to hear?
Getting more focus on the connection between what my fingers were doing and the sound I was producing.
Perfect. Exactly right. And so you got the thing right away. But I'm still going to read this text from the training I went to, which was, it's 3 pages long. So it'll take a few minutes and then we'll get back to training. It says, "This Hollywood-inspired see more with your eyes closed drill can help just about anyone relax excess muscle tension, clean up sloppy playing, improve timing, get their hands in sync, and even play better on stage. When I was a teenager back in the 1980s, I watched the movie Bloodsport with Jean-Claude Van Damme. The only part I still remember was the scene when Van Damme's character was training to fight blindfolded. I guess the idea was if you can sense your opponent's punches and kicks even when you can't see them, you build better reflexes and lower your reaction time. I have no idea if this actually works for fighting or if it's one of many Hollywood myths. However, it's scary, almost scary how well this works, this idea works for guitar. Here's what I mean. There are 3 senses we use to play guitar, feeling, seeing, and listening. But few guitarists use all 3 of these senses to their full potential. For example, most stare intently, i.e. use their eyes, at their fretting hand, but avoid so much looking at their picking hand, it's as if it's begging them for money. Big mistake. Next, most stare intently at their fretting hand, but avoid so much as looking at their picking hand as if it's begging them for money. Next, while most play too fast to clearly hear which notes are clean and which notes are sloppy. That's very true. Worst of all, almost nobody consciously focuses on the feeling of flawless two-hand synchronization and effortless playing. Here's how to fix it. Spend some time, 3 to 5 minutes a day, playing guitar with your eyes closed. Why do this? The answer is simple. You remove one of your senses, eyesight, out of the equation, and it forces your other senses, hearing and feeling, to become stronger to compensate for the temporary lack of eyesight. All of this makes it easy to, 1, hear sloppy string noise and picking articulation issues, isolate their causes and fix them later. 2, feel two-hand synchronization flaws more easily and get your hands in tighter sync. 3, hear, feel, and correct mistakes in your timing and palm muting consistency. 4, feel and relax excess muscle tension in your body. 5, analyze and refine your playing so you can turn so-so guitar licks into soul-satisfying phrases that drip with emotion. 6, get better at playing when you can't see your hands or your guitar. This is a very common problem when you play on stage. Bottom line, when you practice with your eyes closed, you feel like something doesn't quite sound right in your playing, but you aren't sure what's causing the issue. The more often you do it, the better you become at diagnosing and fixing problems you never noticed before. You also train your brain to listen and feel what it feels like to play correctly and make mistakes. The objective is to train your bass, train your lick or thing you're working on with your eyes closed Looking away from the guitar with your eyes open is not the correct way to do this training. The goal of this training is to completely shut down and totally eliminate your sense of sight. There is little benefit to your playing. There is little benefit to your playing guitar while looking away from your hands. This is a great benefit. There is great benefit from shutting down your sense of sight completely while doing this sort of training. So don't cheat. If you make mistakes while playing, that's okay. With your eyes closed, fix the mistake. With your eyes closed, visualize the motions of each hand. While practicing your lick, do the following. Visualize the efficiency of how your picking hand moves. Visualize the economy of motion of your fretting hand. Feel the sensation in the finger of both hands when the synchronization is perfect. Relax your head, arms, shoulders, hands, and feel the release of tension as you play. Know that you are becoming a better player right now just by knowing how to train from now on. Enjoy the exhilaration in knowing that your playing is now better than it was this morning.